After the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland 2 years ago, a group of students and their teacher worked together to get the yearbook done. This year, some of the same students are putting out another yearbook, again, under circumstances that are not normal. The last time the yearbook staff at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School saw each other in person was over a month ago.
This class especially has gotten screwed over so much for the past 4 years. The last 2 months were supposed to be the best, and they were supposed to make up for everything that we've been through.
They were supposed to be dancing together at prom, walking across the stage at graduation.
And it's really hard on us to kind of just watch it all disappear and really, you know, have to wait in limbo.
Caitlin Tibbetts is this year's co-editor-in-chief for the yearbook. She goes by Kat. She's one of 10 seniors who was also on the yearbook 2 years ago when a gunman opened fire at their school. They had to step up for some of the other students who were going to funeral after funeral.
We had to completely finish hundreds of pages within the last 2 months. I just had to quickly turn out stories for anything that we were missing.
This year, on Friday, March 13th, with growing concerns about the coronavirus spreading, the students had a feeling they wouldn't be coming back to school before the deadline to finish the yearbook. Alexandra Sullivan is the profiles editor.
I remember, like, we were trying to get as many pictures of people as possible because we knew we wouldn't be able to take any more. So everyone was just running around with cameras and camera batteries and SD cards.
I sat in class on the last day I had them all, and I stood in front of all 33 of them, and that's what I talked to them about, and I impressed upon them how much work we had to do.
Sarah Lerner is the yearbook advisor. She also teaches English and journalism at Stoneman Douglas.
These kids don't know what a normal yearbook experience is because the most senior members of staff, their first book was the 18 book. And, you know, now they've had to make two books like this. I mean, obviously not the same circumstances, but, you know, you're like feeder to the fire and you've got to get this book done.
Lerner considers her seniors almost experts at the art of adapting.
It's the same sentiment that we're all coming together to finish this book, having done one under unthinkable circumstances before. I hate to say that we're kind of, you know, used to it, but for the seniors on staff, we are.
Now it's about adapting to a different kind of unthinkable circumstance, trying to stay safe and keep their family and friends safe and still get a yearbook done during a pandemic.
This book has to get done, and we'll do whatever we have to do to finish it, which is exactly how we approached the 18 book. Like, it wasn't even a question.
Even though it's a different type of hard and a different type of situation, we've changed ourselves and changed the way we work.
Tibbetts says one thing they've changed is they've made room for two spreads in the yearbook to cover the coronavirus.
One of them is more of a factual-based one, how it's affected our community and closing businesses. And the other spread is focused on the effect it's had on us personally, both with online schooling and especially with seniors.
One of the biggest logistical challenges this time is that they can't be in the same room with each other to finish, like they were after the shooting. Their schedules are all different from each other now. They're online at different times, asleep at different times. At first, they didn't get the gravity of it. In the beginning, with school out, they still thought they could get together to work on the yearbook.
Our original plan was to actually have meetings and stuff. We didn't really realize how much Corona was going to impact our ability to meet and talk to each other. We have to social distance, and our parents wouldn't let us go out. We have a group chat with every single person on staff. It's how we're able to get quotes from different people in different grades. And yeah, it can get hectic, especially when it's all happening at like 12 a.m.
The original deadline to finish the yearbook was April 6th.
I'm just turning it in when it's ready.
Yearbook advisor Sarah Lerner says the printing company Walsworth is trying to be flexible with Stoneman Douglas and lots of schools.
Unlike the 2018 book, this situation is not unique to us. So there's comfort in knowing that all staffs are going through the same issue. It's not just us.
With the theme for the yearbook this year, Tibbetts and the other staff were trying to create an identity for themselves beyond the shooting that happened at their school.
This isn't the year after anything. This is a new separate year, and a lot of changes happening to us with our new principal, our new administration.
The theme they came up with, we've got this.
Even when things don't go our way, we've still got this, and we've still got this confidence and these amazing students and programs.
Once the yearbook actually gets done, more than 1,200 copies actually have to get to students. And there's one tradition they might not be able to save this year.
You know, as a teacher, I really like to get my students to sign my book, you know, and I like to sign theirs, and I like to see the kids carrying them around at school. That's the hard part, that we may not actually get to sign books this year.
I want that to be our legacy that we leave behind, that everyone who is making a book for the years to come loves it as much as we do and shares that with everybody else on their staff.
Alexandra Sullivan is headed to the University of Central Florida. Kat Tibbetts is headed to Boston University.
After the shooting, I cared about yearbook 1,000 times more than I would have if I hadn't been on that staff for that year. And this year, you know, my love and my passion for yearbook has grown so much for everything that this comes with.
One way or another, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School students will get a yearbook this year. I'm Katie Swatowski in Fort Lauderdale.